We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Lee here. Thank you, Jerry. The CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline busy this morning, but again, our focus right now is on weather because Paul and I were talking about January being our snowiest month yesterday, and so far haven't had much. But Paul Douglas, today, a change of pace.
Yeah, definitely a change of pace, something to take our minds off all the stuff that's happening right now. Mother Nature reminding all of us, Dave, who is in control? Nature bats last. And yeah, the storm does look more impressive, more formidable than it did yesterday, which is a little unusual. As you just mentioned, it's relatively warm out there. It's 32. Usually our biggest storms are preceded by Arctic air. Usually, not always, but usually you need a thick dome of very cold air in place and then a storm coming in from the south with moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. That's when we get plastered with a foot of snow. Those kinds of setups. In this case, we have a storm that is spontaneously forming over southwest Wisconsin. It's just going to sit there and spin and wobble for about 36 hours, moisture rotating around that storm like a giant washing machine. And so it's a long duration event, and that will make up for the fact that it's not coming in from the south, from Texas. But conditions are going to get worse as the day goes on. Most of the snow is going to come tonight and early tomorrow. I think it's going to be somewhere in the 4 to 8 inch range. More than that, south of the metro, if you're heading down towards Mankato, even Faribault, Owatonna, Rochester, a better chance of 8, 9, a few 10-inch amounts south of the metro. One of the things we're tracking is the winds. We've seen some winds gusting as high as 60 to 80 miles an hour in Montana and the western Dakotas. It's not going to be that windy, but southwestern Minnesota could see some wind gusts to 40 to 50. It'll be a drier, more powdery snow the farther south and west you go away from the Twin Cities. And for that reason, the Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning from late this afternoon right through Friday afternoon, western and southwestern Minnesota, roughly west of a line from Alexandria to Litchfield to Glencoe to Mankato and Wells. So there, the best chance, open country farmland of that snow whipping around producing blizzard conditions. It's not going to be that bad in the Twin Cities. But again, 4 to 8 inches over the span of 24 to 36 hours. And a word to the wise, get your errands done this morning. If you have that option, if you have that flexibility, it's going to get pretty rough out there late afternoon into tonight. So gradual deterioration after 2, 3, 4 this afternoon, Dave.
Paul, what can you tell us about that rain that has turned into some ice out in Becker and Big Lake and Monticello? We're getting our text from out there. Is that going to continue, or are we going to see that freezing rain for a while?
For another couple of hours, yeah. We're at 32 right now officially in the Twin Cities, but a pretty sharp drop-off in temperature west metro as you head into central Minnesota. And again, nothing more insidious than freezing rain. It doesn't matter if you have all-wheel drive, a pickup, whatever. If you've got glaze ice, rain freezing on contact, it's just the law of physics. F equals MA, and the faster you go, the greater the potential for problems. You're not going to get any traction on glare ice. So I think a couple more hours of icing west metro, I think it could be just plain rain in the immediate metro for the next couple of hours. But again, watch the bridge overpasses where you get the cooling from below as well as above. They tend to drop off temperature-wise faster. But again, it's going to be a mix today. And then by late afternoon and tonight, it should be cold enough at all levels of the atmosphere for all snow. Heaviest amount south of the metro. I don't know, given the chance and the choice, if I'd be driving after about 5 or 6 o'clock this evening, especially if your plans take you south or southwest of the metro. And, you know, the worst travel, I think, is going to be tonight, and rush hour tomorrow morning is going to be a white-knuckle affair, my friend.
Paul, just I know we got about 60 seconds left, but I did, as far as moisture for the year and snowfall for the year, will we catch up to the average today then?
Yeah, we're going to be close. And so far, snowfall has been running pretty close to average. It's come in clumps. You know, we had that heavy snow in October and early November. Since then, it's been spotty, and it's been warmer than average across most of Minnesota. During a typical winter in the Twin Cities, we get about 54 inches of snow. And at the rate we're going, I wouldn't be shocked if we, in fact, do see 50, 60, maybe 65 inches of snow by the time we sail into April and May. We've had 30.5 inches of snow in the Twin Cities to date this winter. Normal is 27. So we're about 3.5 inches above average. So, you know, if we can get the snow without the polar vortex, without the minus 20s and minus 30s, I'd personally be happy with that. I put in my order. We'll see what Mother Nature delivers.
And then before we go, when will we get these January-like temperatures coming back?
It looks like after about the 21st, 22nd of January. That's when the temperatures go off a cliff. I'm not convinced it's going to be record-setting. But, in fact, let me just call up the latest for you and your amazing listeners. After about the 22nd, we're going to have highs in the single digits, maybe 5, 6, 7 nights below zero. Not record-setting, but it'll get your attention, Dave.
Well, you get that workout in, that nap in, and then we're going to make you come back on the air at 3 o'clock today, okay?
I got the Doppler revved up.
He is Paul Douglas. Thanks so much, Paul. It's 7:58 here at WCCO. The news coming up next at the top.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.